in this week's parasha is a very interesting pasuk with a drush of Chazal on this pasuk. The pasuk says, "Ve'ele toldos Aharon u'Moshe." These are the descendants of Aharon and Moshe. Diber Hashem es Moshe b'Har Sinai. On the day that Hashem spoke to Moshe and gave him the Torah on Har Sinai. Ve'ele shmoiz b'nei Aharon. Habchor, Nadav Aviyu, Elazar v'Isamar. Ele shmoiz b'nei Aharon. Pasuk Beis, Hamashuchim Hashem ilo yotam l'chayin. And the Torah tells us what happened with them, with two of them. Vayomos Nadav Aviyu, l'fnei Hashem, ba'akrivam eish zoro, l'fnei Hashem b'midbar Sinai. Uvanim lo hoyu lohem, they didn't have any more descendants. Vayichayin, Elazar v'Isamar, al p'nei Aharon avihem. That's the end of this parasha. We have a parasha in Torah of four psukim. The parasha begins with a description, the children of Aharon and Moshe, and the Torah describes the descendants of Aharon. Why are they called descendants of Aharon and Moshe? We don't speak about the children of Moshe over here at all. The Torah is only referring to four people, Nadav Aviyu and Elazar v'Isamar, the children of Aharon. So why is the Torah calling them that they're the toldos of Aharon and Moshe? Chazal are bothered by the question. Rashi brings the Chazal. Ve'ein maskir ela b'nei Aharon. The Nikru toldos Moshe. They're called the children of Moshe. Lefi shelimdon Torah, because he taught them Torah. Melamed, she called Melamed is ben chaveroi. Ma'ale olav akosav kilu yoldoi. The Torah teaches us the Yesod that anyone who teaches his chaver son Torah, it's as if he gave birth to him. Elazar v'Isamar, Nadav v'Aviyu were talmidim of Moshe. The Torah refers to them as the children of Moshe. And that's the lesson that the Torah is teaching us over here. That ha-talmidim kruyim bonim. The Talmidim are referred to as children. The Rambam paskins it in Hilchos Talmud Torah. Ad kidei kach, the Rambam paskins it. The Rambam paskins kishem perik chamishi aloch aleph kishem shodom mitzuve bechvoid oviv ubiyirosoi kach uchayiv bechvoid raboi viyirosoi. Just like a person is chayv kabid es avicho in the covet of his father, ish imoy va'aviv tirou, person has to have moira from his parents, so too he has to have moira and covet for and from his rabbeim. V'raboy yeser me aviv with the kal v'chomer sha'aviv hevi'o l'chayo ilam abo v'raboy shelim doy chochma mevi'o l'chayo ilam. What's mechayev a person in the covet of his father? Because he raised him? No. That might be another reason. Because he taught him Torah? No. That's in fact that he's a father. What does that mean? Hevir lechayev lamaze is mechayev din kovet, mechayev din moira. Rabbi shenim dechoch mevir lechayev lamabo and tzakal v'choymer. As they pass into Rambam. The Netziv over here, Naim Magdover, asks a very basic question. Moshe Rabbeinu taught Torah only to the children of Aharon? He taught Torah to all of Klal Yisrael. Why are the children of Aharon uniquely pointed out as being the children of Moshe more than the rest of Klal Yisrael? So they were greater Lamdonim, greater Talmud Chachomim. Therefore what? But the Limud HaTorah that all of Klal Yisrael learned was also from Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was Hamalamid Torah, the Malamid of Klal Yisrael. Says the Netziv Yesod, when do we say that Hamalamid has been Chavera Torah, to Gemara in Sanhedrin, Kol Hamalamid has been Chavera Torah, Ma'alo Levakosov Kilu Yoldei. It's when he teaches him Chochmas HaTalmud, he teaches him to be a Lamdan, how to understand the Dvar Halacha in its essence, and to be able to be Moitzi Dvar Halacha, be Medame Milse LeMilse, what's referred to as Chochmas HaTalmud, to be Mevin Dover Mitoich Dover, teaching him how to learn, making him into a Lamdan, that's what makes him considered Kilu Yoldo, says the Netziv. And as he brings another Gemara in Sanhedrin, Hamaase is Chaver LeDivrei Torah, Malo LaKosev Kilu Aso, he created him. And the Gemara is referring to what's Maase is Chaver LeDivrei Torah. The Gemara in Sanhedrin Tzadik Test, it's another Gemara, it's referring to teaching Talmud, to teaching Darki Alimut, to turn, teaching him into a Lamdan. He brings also the Lashon of the She'iltis. The Mechayiv in the Beis Yisrael, the Migmar Araisa, V'la'agmurei le'migras v'le'kiyumei. V'cholman de'ma'asin le'chavrei le'migmar e'raiso. On this level of agmurei le'migras le'kiyumei, that he teaches him darkei alimud, that he's able to be moitzi a dvar halacha mitoich his iyun, that he's able to understand the essence of the halacha, to be able to be moitzi a dvar halacha, dvar chidush halacha mikoyach his learning. And when a person trains someone else to learn in such a fashion, he's considered Klapi Shmaya as if he created him. Creating a person into being a Lamdin, into being a Mevin Dover Mitoch Dover, teaching him Darki Halimud, that's referred to as Male Olav Kilu Asoi. That's considered the creation of a person. He's Marich on it, Barichus, and he says that in the Midbar, the Kayach, the unique koyach of Darki Alimud, of Talmud, was uniquely in the Midbar given the main training of that was Bnei Ahare. It was only later by Arvo Ismoyov that the koyach of Talmud was nitan to the rest of Klal Yisrael, that there was zoyche to that madrega of Hasog of Chochma. So therefore he says that it's only Bnei Ahare who are considered the toldos of Moshe Rabbeinu. But to become a kilu asoy benoy, to be considered a son of a rebbe, talmidim kibonim, that's when a person achieves the darga of becoming a lamdan, becoming a mechunach in darkei alimud, in how to be meivin dover mitoch dover, how to be moitzi halacha al burya mikoyach his rebbe. That madrig is the madrig of Kilu Asoy. Lemaise, I want to explain it a bit. As I state over here in the Tziv, Rabbi Yosha Ber, it is a beautiful shir. Partially, I crashed it when I see it. I'll mishtokik to do a better job, but it's a beautiful shir on the concept of it's printed up over here partially in Shirim Zeicha B'Mori Chelik Beis, the first shir on Brikas HaTorah. It's a beautiful Yartzat shir in which he elaborated so beautifully in that shir on the concept of Keser Torah. Strong on the Rambam. The Rambam speaks about the concept of Keser Torah. B'shloish k'soim nichtziru Yisrael Keser Torah, Keser Kunah, Keser Malchus. Speaks about the greatness of Keser Torah. Keser Torah is greater from all the other k'sar. Then the Rambam says that the Keser Torah, the Rambam in the whole Perek Gimel, he describes the mile of Keser Torah. And the Rambam then in Halach Yud Gimel, the end, says, Afal pisha mitzvah limud bayoymu balaylo. Even though a person is loymu Torah, has a chiyuv, v'gisa bayoymu balaylo, yoym and laylo. And odem loymu roiv chochmosi ela balaylo. Roiv chochmos shayach for a person to be masig only balaylo. L'fikach mishirotze liskeis bekeser ha-Torah. Yizor b'chol leiloisa very much not to be ma'abed afilo achas me'em b'sheino achilo v'shtiyo v'sicho ele b'talmud teira v'divrei chochma. Now, Rabbi Yosef points out, it's posh the zach. In Perek, in the etzim hilchas Talmud Torah, the Rambam speaks about the chiyuv Talmud Torah that is a chiyuv bayom v'balayla. And the etzim mitzvah limud Torah, there's no difference between bayom v'balayla. And it's only after the Rambam elaborates and explains the concept of keser Torah that he is madgish that there's a chashivus to layla over yom. Legabi the kinyan of the keser. Legabi being koine keser Torah. What's the concept of keser Torah? Yosef Ben explains. Keser, you've heard this probably from me in the past also, but I'll go back to it again. The concept of keser, it's a symbol of a status of a person. Keser kohuna, what does it mean keser kohuna? Anyone, a kohen wears a keser, a crown? A kohen is an uplifted, he's a different mitzias, he's a different being. He has a kedusha, gadleyu, he's godoy. There's a mitzvah to be mechabedim in order to emphasize and to be madgish his kedusha, the fact that he's uplifted, that he's a different being, that he has a kedusha over the rest of Klal Yisrael. He's also to be mitam lemesim. There's many details of halachas. He's also to mas mesim. He's also to marry a grusha. He's an uplifted being. His kedusha, he has a higher status than the rest of Klal Yisrael. That's the keser kohuna. He's a greater madrega in his persona, who he is. He has a different madrega in his kedusha, satzmai. He's a different dargis kedusha. A melech is a different madrega, as the Rambam in Hilchas Melachim says, Liboy is Lev Yisrael. The Psukim describe the Malchus, when Shaul became a melech. The Pasuk says, what's going to happen, Shmuel described him, after he was Moshech and B'Shem and Amishcha, he told him he's going to go, and he gave him a whole description, B'Nevuah, what's going to happen, he's going to go Baderech, after leaving Shmuel, after being Nimshach B'Shem and Amishcha, and he's going to find a group of Nevi'im, and he'll be with them, and the ruach of Nevuah is going to come onto him. And the lashon of the pasuk over there was that when hefachto v'yisol liish acher, you'll find in yourself that you were changed and you became a different being. Shaul, by becoming a melech, became part of the process of his melucha was that he went through a process. He became v'ne hefachto liish acher. He turned into a different being. That's the concept of keser. Keser means it's a crown. It symbolizes the upliftingness. A person is uplifted. He becomes a whole different metzias. The ksorim, the klal yisrael, were nichtar by Har Sinai. It was a change in their essence, in their metzias. They became chor. They became divrei Torah became chorus on them. Chorus with a tof. Even though charita generally is with a tes, chazal darshan, what's the concept of chorus? Chorus, they became freed from malach hamoves. They became beings that wouldn't have to die. As the Nefesh Chaim explains, they became tohor, purified from the yetzer hara on the level of the tumah and the zuhama of the nochosh hakadmoini, were separated from them. They became uplifted beings that they wouldn't have to die anymore. They physically changed because spiritually they changed. They wouldn't have to go through the death process in order to be purified from the tomb of the Nachosh. They were zeichet from a chayrus from the Malach HaMoves. Torah has that power. That was the concept of keser over there then, which Klal Yisrael lost the ksarim because of Chet HaEgel. But the concept of keser Torah that every individual has a koyach to be zeichet to. Torah uplifts a person, it changes a person, it makes a person into a different person. Every person who tasted the true limud HaTorah knows how Torah uplifted him and changed him and made him v'ne hefachto ha'isa li'ish acher. Ben Torah knows he's not the same being that he was before he came into yeshiva. Torah purifies, uplifts and changes a person. And a person who is not shaykh to Torah can't be masig. The darget kedusha And I won't even use the phrase Dargis Kedusha. I'll say the uplift, the Dargis of how uplifted a Ben Torah is, Klapi, the Shar Ha'om. The Shar Ha'om don't realize how a Ben Torah, a true Talmud Chacham, walking between them is an uplifted being. His Sheifas are different, his Hasagas are different. His buzz to the Shtuyot of the world, he views them as being Mishugoyim and going after Shtusim and Hevel, Varik. His Sheifas are pure, he needs an uplifted being. That's the concept of what Keser Torah does to a person, how it changes a person, uplifts a person. That's the concept of Keser Torah. Keser Torah, says the Rambam, is acquired by Lailo. What's Lailo? What's Lailo? So Rabbi Yoshe Ber explains, and this is not in print, it's a shame. Rabbi Yoshe Ber explains that the concept of Lailo is at a time when people choose, when the rest of the humanity chooses night, is a symbol of the time that people choose for menucha, for relaxation, for relaxing, for taking things easy. And then the Loimed Torah says, I will be Loimed Torah by Yoim Vibalailo. I want to be Koine Torah, and his Sheifa pushes him to do, to take the extra mile, to do that extra, more than the standard. Bizman that other people are taking off, vacationing, the Ben Torah chooses to utilize that time for Talmud Torah. He takes the extra mile when other people are being Isaac in Yonah Yolam Hazeh. He says, no, Chelki Hashem Omram Nafshi, and I want to choose to learn Torah. That's the Torah that changes the person, that a person through that decision of Laila is able to be Zoiche to the concept of Keser Torah, which the Rambam has two concepts over here, and they both go together. There's the concept of Keser Torah, that Keser Torah is acquired at night. Mishereitz Liskeis beKeser Torah Yizor b'Cholei Loisov. And there's the concept the Rambam also says, Ein Odom Avav Bishamitz v'Lilmod Bayon v'Balaylo, Ein Odom Loimed Roiv Chochma Osei Elo Balaylo. There's the concept of Roiv Chochma. Roiv Chochma, a person acquires at night. What does Roiv Chochma mean? That a person acquires that Limud Alidei Laylo. What's the concept of Roiv Chochma? We find the definition of Roiv Chochma in Rambam. In Perek Hei, it has a halachic term also. Exactly the point that we just saw, Legabe Mala Olav Akos of Kilu Yoldoi. Rambam, on that Perek Hei, in that Perek Hei, he says that person learns Torah from a Rebbe. He's chayev. Kishem shodem mitzuve b'chvoid oviv u'b'yirosoi. Kachu chayev b'chvoid rabbi v'yirosoi. In Perek Hei, halacha aleph. The Rambam goes, the whole Perek Hei, Halacha Beis, Gimel, Dalet, Hei, Vav, Zayin, Ches, Tes, is referring to all the details of the din of Kvod Rabbi, that a person is mechuyev and is covered of his Rebbe. Then the Rambam in Halacha Tes says, B'medvar ma'murim, b'rabbi muvhok, shalomad mimenu roiv chochmasoi. His Rebbe amuvok, that he learned roiv chochma from him. Avnim loy lomad mimenu roiv chochmas, ari ze Talmud chover. Ve'in echaya b'chvoidoi b'chol advar moin. In order to be considered rabbi, to have a din of kovoid in moira, which the Rambam over in Aloch Aleph said, it's kilu yoldoi, that's the Joshua which we just saw, it's if he learns roiv chochma. That makes a person, it has to be rabbi muvuk. What's the concept of rabbi muvuk? Roiv chochma. Zot of Yosheba, what does roiv chochma mean? Quantity? Amount? Name. Yosheber Nashir, he goes and describes, he says, I'm a Talmud of my father. What makes me a Talmud of my father? The amount of Dapi Gemara was Chabgelent Mitatata. I learned with my father, maybe 500 Dapi Gemara, he says over there, maybe 600 Dapi Gemara, that But that's not the Rav Dapi Gemara that I learned. And that's not why I'm his Talmud. That's not why he's my Rabbi Muvik. I never learned with my father Erevin, he describes over there. Aber noch als, ich bin, mein Tat is my Rabbi Muvik in Erevin. For what? Says, because Rav Chochma means he taught me how to learn. He changed me into a London. He gave me the Darkei HaChochma. He created my persona of who I am in my learning, my essence, he changed. That's why he's my Rabbi Muvok. And when the rabbis, Rav Chochmosei means what? Not the amount of learning. It's the quality, not also quality in weiter in the mahus of amounts. In the concept of the creation of the person, Rav Chochma is a person who becomes a bar, a Talmud Chochem. What makes him into a Talmud Chochem is his koyach of lomdus, that he's able to be maven, or maskil, to be omen al divrei Torah al buryom. That's the netziv over here, and that's exactly this vort. Malal vakosv kilo asoi is when he acquires from his Rebbe that madrega of Chochmas HaTalmud. In the Midbar, Klal Yisrael were not zoich into that madrig of becoming lamdonim, I'll use the phrase. The koyach of a hasog of Chochmas HaTalmud. It was only later in Arvus Moyov that was given to them. Those who were able to acquire were the bonim of Aharon, which because of that they were considered the bonim of Moshe. Only on them is gezogt geworden this madrig of Kilu Asoi. And what's Pshat? Pshat is Azoi. Keser Torah is also Tolu in Rav Chochma. Both of these are midos which are unique to Laila. Keser Torah is the concept, as we explained, of a person changing, becoming a different essence, becoming a different mahus of who he is and what he is. When a person becomes a lamdan, that's when he's a changed being. A person whose toils in Torah on a level that he that his whole havana of a sugya is different. He's uplifted to be able to learn a sugya like a lamdan, to be mevin dover mitoch dover with the glatkeit. He's the one who goes over that change. And I'll use the phrase, he becomes a ben Torah. What's a ben Torah? The Torah created him. When do you see that purification process that goes over a person? When he learns Bekiyas? No. No, you see. When a person toils on a madrega that he becomes a lamdan, that's when his essence is changed, who he is and what he is. When he's trained to think in a certain way, his whole hashkofa and everything changes. His outlook and everything changes. He's uplifted to become a different being. When a Talmud gets that from a Rebbe, that's a kilu asoi. When a Talmud gets that from the Torah itself, he becomes a ben Torah. What's the concept of a ben Torah? Torah changed him. Torah formed him. Torah uplifted him. That's the concept of being zoicha to keser Torah. He became Muhtar Bekeser Torah, he's an uplifted being, he's a different person, he's an uplifted human being. His midos, his sensitivity to others, his sensitivity to Kedusha, his feelings for Kedusha are totally changed, he's a different being. And that's acquired? Laila. What's Laila? Taking the extra mile, going, doing that extra step. At a tkufa in life, at an age in life, when people make decisions on in Yonei Olam Hazeh, when the normal path of things are boys your age make decisions and decide to do this career, to do this in life, to do that in life, by choosing and deciding, Chelki Hashem Omro Nafshi, yes, I'll spend a summer, not on a summer job, I'll spend a summer on becoming a Ben Torah, learning Torah, acquiring Chochmah, spending another year in Yeshiva, going that extra mile, taking that extra hisamtzus on the level when others are not taking that extra, doing that extra effort. That's a Torah which is an avodah. And that's the concept of Ein Rina Shel Torah Ela Balailo. Rina Shel Torah Balailo, where is it learned out? Out of the Pasuk, Shifchi Kamayim Libeich Noichach Pnei Hashem, the Rambam says. Now that Pasuk, as Rabbi Yosher Ber points out, is referring to Tefillah. Shifchi Kamayim Libeich Noichach Pnei Hashem is a Pasuk in Eicha, which the Gemara in Brachas Darshan Silchas Tefillah from it. Zog to Rabbi Yosher Ber, that when a person is misametz to be lomed Torah at a time when others are not, when he appreciates what Torah is, what's Torah all about, and he says, yes, I choose Torah. When a person makes that decision, that Torah becomes an avodah. That Torah is a noichach pnei Hashem. And that Torah is what changes a person. And that Torah is what Ein Rina Shel Torah Ela Balayla. When does Torah become a Shira? When does Torah become a Rina? When does Torah become an Avoida? When he does that with the pure intention of choosing Torah over Inyone Yoylam Hazeh, choosing Torah over other things, when the standard is choosing other things, taking that extra step over the standard, making that extra choice. That's the concept. That's when Torah becomes an avodah, and that's the mitzvah sesi deraisa of laavdoi, which the Rambam says laavdoi b'talmudoi. Says Rabbi Yosher Ber also, what's the avodah of Talmud? Just doing the standard isn't the avodah b'talmudoi. Avodah b'talmudoi is doing with your full heart, taking the extra mile, doing it with your lave, and putting yourself into it, taking it more with all that seriousness. That's the avoida of Torah, and that's when Torah becomes a rina, a shira, becomes neichach pnei Hashem, and that's the Torah that changes a person. That's the concept of rina shel Torah balayla, which makes a person into a different being, an uplifted being, a different person. Coming from the outside, seeing Talmidim who've left yeshiva, who've gone out to the world, this stark difference between two groups of Talmidim, I should say. Talmidim who made the right choices at a younger age, that no matter what walk of life they're going to take, but they're going to first make sure to become Bnei Torah, to be acquire a Keser Torah, to first acquire the tools to be a proper Lamdan, to be connected to Torah in an uplifted way, not to go out to the world until they acquire proper connection to Torah in a true, deep, deep way. They're uplifted beings for the rest of their life. And how painful it is, Nebuch, to see Talmidim who had all the right speeches in their mouths when they left. How are they going to make long-term decisions with what they're going to look like? Looking 5 years, 10 years down the road, sometimes finding them in situations because they didn't acquire the proper tools before they left. It's painful how sometimes they're missing out, as they say, Nishkin Torah, Nishkin Schoira, Nishkin Olam Hazeh, Nishkin Olam Abba, where they could have steiged. And sometimes it was taking that extra bit, staying that extra bit more in yeshiva, being kind of a Torah till it becomes part of a person, till Torah becomes more of your essence, not leaving at an earlier stage, waiting that bit more, learning Torah until it becomes your essence, who you are, what you are. Sometimes these little Kufis, so to speak, are the whole difference. Taking that extra step, that extra mile, which makes the difference long term of who a person, what he is. Zol zoy chazay, to be kind of keser Torah.